At least one student has been killed in new clashes in the Egyptian capital. Anti-coup activists say the student died after security forces stormed the Al-Azhar University, but the government says he was killed in clashes with local residents. Activists say several students were also arrested or wounded during the raid. At least three Palestinians have been injured in Israeli air raids on Gaza City in the besieged coastal enclave. Israel says the attacks are in response to rockets fired from Gaza. Tel Aviv has recently intensified its military operations on the enclave. Human rights experts have expressed concern over U.S. drone strikes resulting in civilian casualties in Yemen. The world body wants the U.S. to disclose its legal basis for targeting people in Yemen. Rights organizations say hundreds of people have been killed in U.S. drone attacks on Yemen since 2002. Militants in Pakistan have released a video of a captured American who appeals for help from U.S. President Barack Obama. Warren Weinstein was seized 2 years ago while advising on a project in Pakistan. His captors say they will release him only if the U.S. stops its drone strikes. Fresh anti-regime rallies in Bahrain. Protesters have hit the streets to demand more religious freedom and the release of political prisoners. Demonstrators also express solidarity with female protesters who have been jailed for taking part in anti-regime protests. Fighting continues in South Sudan between rebels and government forces. Rebels have now seized control of a number of oil wells in the north of the country. Government officials say half of the city of Malakal in the oil-rich Upper Nile is in the hands of the rebels. Turkish protesters have taken to the streets in several cities to demand the resignation of Premier Recep Tayyip Erdogan's government. Demonstrators are angry over the government's alleged involvement in a corruption scandal. The protests come a day after three Turkish ministers stepped down over the graft probe. Authorities in Britain have warned of more storms for parts of England and Wales in the coming days. The fresh warning comes as thousands of homes are still without power in the southern parts of England. Local officials say some may not be reconnected until the end of the week.